This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
2:59 in the nation's capital. A lot of Game 7 talk. And people who rise to the occasion, other people shrink. And that's really a physical deal, including a ball and a basket in that case. But when it comes to puck luck, who do you blame? Sometimes there's no human to blame. That's where it becomes, to me, the most incredible sport on the planet. When it comes down to, sometimes there's nobody to blame. No fingers to point. That Avalanche, and you watching Dallas start, who do you blame?
Nobody.
Nobody to, in my mind, nobody to blame. What's the determining factor? Everybody notches it up a bit. Physicality. You know the reality for our Capitals is that 2018. That's what's hit me the hardest across the face. Much as I adore and much as I go, what? That's reality. Take away the chase, the individual chase for Ovi, grade eight. Then I love all that. But let's keep this team wide and go now, and they have elevated a bit. I know there have been some injuries here or there, but right now, what do I need to see? I need to see an elevated level of
physicality.
What my eyes tell me, now they're not Chris Russell's trained eyes when it comes to hockey. I give a cock-a-doodle-doo. But my eyes do tell me, I understand there's a difference between regular season in every sport. And postseason. And then there's another level. And this is that level now. Notching it up. And if you pull out what we've seen in the past of these teams match up, I don't see any fear. No fear. Fear matters a little bit. Do you think Carolina's afraid of Washington?
No, not at all.
No fear. No fear.
I think this
fear
is so...
Fear you use to your advantage. I think everybody's afraid of Wilson. That fear factor. But as a collective unit, I would say that, yeah, we. The Capitals have got to make it very clear that they're going to be the more physical team.
I think this is
and
who
that they're going to
Carolina
be,
wanted
I mean,
all
along. As I think... they say in that scoring zone, we're going to have some presence.
I think back to the latter of the regular season. You had, of course, the Caps won the final matchup between these two teams. But, you know, if you look back at the previous matchup where Washington lost 5-1 and there was fights out the wazoo in that game. It was the physicality was unmatched. Everybody on Carolina wanted a piece of everybody in D.C. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that was what this Carolina team wanted from the get-go. Mm-hmm. They were looking ahead at the schedule at the possibility of playing Washington in the playoffs because they know physically that, you know, they can handle, they can match the physicality that the Capitals bring. And I, you and I talked a little bit in the break about it, how you watch some of these teams, Carolina, Florida, of course, the defending champions, mm-hmm. and you say, I don't know if the Capitals can be as physical as some of these teams, and is that going to hurt them here down the stretch? Because we're in a spot now that we haven't been in since we won the whole Cup, and I feel like that kind of gets lost in the moment. You have, of course, winning, which is the biggest deal at the time. Of course, you win the championship, you win the Stanley Cup. It was the greatest thing ever. But
218.
You get lost a little bit. You have the Ovechkin record chase. You have kind of a weird bubble situation. You get bounced the year after. And there were some disappointing playoff performances in those years and not even making it out of the first round. And some of the efforts were, you know, piss poor. You get to this point right now where you're in a situation that you haven't been in. This team has to be ready to handle the intensity that is going to pick up in this round. This is not the Montreal Canadiens they're going to be playing.
Yeah, and by that, I mean, my eyes could tell. I saw a lot of skill. I mean, they leaned a lot on their building, and that was a factor. But, I mean, just watching last night, and again, they would try to, and smoking Al Kokin, I mean, he's my guy who has been so instrumental in my development with it. And you hear every sport has its own sayings. But puck luck. Every sport has tip balls and has things carry them off. We've seen everybody has that, but no sport has it like this. I mean, it's just, you can be in the perfect position. Those netminders, you can't blame anybody. It just caroms off one guy's skate, one guy's foot, one guy's leg. What do you do? And last night was a perfect example. Why, if you're competitive and you love sports, how can you not make Game 7 must appointment viewing for hockey? Hey, I got tickets to a concert. Sorry, Slim. It's Game 7. It's the neat evening that just can't be topped. How much of it did you see of the Avalanche Stars?
I caught the end, which, of course,
you caught the end.
Was okay. The best part. As I told you earlier, a good friend of mine, shout out Tyler Lochte here, the broadcaster at the University of Maryland with me.
That's not the first time you mentioned it.
Well, he had the Derek Queen viral call, so that, you know, he's
good,
a trooper.
Good.
He's legit. But anyways, his poor soul, man. He is a tortured sports fan. One, he is a Baltimore sports fan, so things have not been.
What the hell is he tortured about? They're in the damn playoffs every year.
But when it comes to being in the playoffs, this is where things fall apart. Let me tell you the story. So he's an Avalanche fan. Because he's an Avalanche fan because his dad was an Avalanche fan. You know, he adopted that team, and I think that's perfectly fair. You know, he's a Baltimore guy. He didn't want to root for the DC team. That's cool. I think that's what Baltimore fans should do. I mean, but I get it. The Baltimore fans root for the Capitals, of course. But in his sense, he texted me and he was just crashing out. He could not believe, and given the circumstances with this guy being traded away to the Eastern Conference so they wouldn't have to see him in the postseason, and he finds his way back. And, man, he comes back to bite them in the worst way. So, you know, as much as I love to give Tyler crap and get on him about his sports teams, I'm feeling for him today. But that is the agony of defeat that comes with a Game 7. And then, you know, you get the thrill of victory for the Stars fan, and that's why it's so special, especially with this puck luck that you talk about. You just never know what is going to happen in a series, yet alone a game, where it decides the entire series. Your season ends on this puck luck that you talk about. I mean, it's brutal if it happens against you, but if it happens for you, there's no better feeling. And you know that's the part of hockey. That's why it's such a great sport.
I'm old enough to where people, where coaches would tell you there's no such thing as luck. You make your luck. And I can go with a lot of that until hockey. And there's no way in the heck, if you watch that, there's no luck involved in any of that. I mean that you can say, other than stuff happens. You get a wraparound. The skill was in creating the wraparound. The skate just happens to be there. That's just one of them things. It just happened. There's nobody's fault. But I don't see this in other sports. I'm just telling you, it happens every year. It's going to happen tonight. And not in basketball, then there's the villain. Then there's the James Hardens, where people are going to hate. And they're saying now consistently, this dude comes up short. He was a blowfish 2 games ago. I'm thinking, man, my goodness gracious. Then he wilts. Are we saying that this dude's blood pressure elevates? Do you really believe that he gags? He's a world-class performer. Three-point killer. Do you really think he chokes in these moments? Is it a fact? That's my question.
It's tough to answer.
636-1067. But I'm just saying, you hit me in the beginning of the show this morning. This dude, yeah, flat out gagged. He's coming up short. Now, here's what I don't like about him. He runs out on the post-game conversation. He gives our brother and our journalistic brothers and sisters, he doesn't allow them to do their job. What kind of dude is that? Why are you mad at them?
The truth hurts sometimes.
But if you had to score 40, you'd be there cheesing, trying to get ink.
It says a lot, doesn't it?
Well, it's what they get away with. I love Doris Burke and her work, and I think she called Draymond out correctly. I think he does get away with some things
mm-hmm.
that they allow him to do, and it's going to bite them in the behind because some going to be crazy tonight. Because Golden State, I love their pedigree. I love their mindset. They've never had to deal. Like, Steph, this is real deal. The world's greatest shooter has a physical ailment, his arm. And my boy Dylan, he's coming. And everybody knows that. And there's the Butler. This is built for Jimmy Butler. There's no better scene set than this. You have a bona fide fixer, Jimmy Butler. You got Draymond here, absolute. Now, he's the thug. He's coming in, and then you got that other real thug on the other side. So what's going to give? Does somebody get kicked out? Is there a line on this? Who gets kicked out? If you get kicked out, you can't help your team. So somebody's got to lose their cool. So can I provoke somebody to lose their cool? That's usually what Draymond's really good at. Can I provoke you? Who loses their cool?
And then you got, Dylan, you said on the other side, he's the king of that. He's always been doing that. You remember a couple of years ago?
Oh, yeah.
When they took on LeBron and he made the whole I poke bears statement. And, yeah. You know, that didn't work out in his favor in the end. But he's not afraid to go after. You know, he wants to get in your head. You know, if it's a physical game, of course, and the defense is what's going to win either team this game tonight between Golden State and Houston, but the mental game is going to be the biggest factor for me.
I'm just throwing it out there. Bron got hit. Now, I know Dr. Sabar is somewhere listening, and LeBron went down, looked like he was injured. Everybody thinks he's a drama queen. He fakes it a lot. This is what they say. Now it comes out, there's a medical report, and now LeBron has a MCL sprain. I'm going, he's not playing any more games. What was the diagnosis for? Did he requested that come out? What was the need for that to come out? If your game, your season's over, what is the need for that to come out? That's all I'm saying. This is what leads to it. There's always something that surrounds a certain people that's coming out. What do we need to know that for? To whose benefit is that? Did you want that noted? Does that make you feel better? Is that, are we supposed to say, oh, you were hurt? I don't get it. I don't get it. But this is the kind of things to come out. And people are wondering about what's the future of the Lakers? It's not bright. I can tell you that. Not bright. Luka. And I've heard some crazy, crazy things that have been brought out. We've got local radio talk show hosts that I've been told are challenging Luka that he could not defend them. Can you believe that?
I think I know who you're talking about.
Now I heard it. I didn't believe it. I didn't believe it. I hope you didn't fall for that one.
No.
Because you know that Luka would destroy that particular individual, don't you?
Well, yeah, he's in the NBA.
Right, right. It's but that individual, who will remain nameless, we don't want to embarrass him, would have no chance of getting a shot off against Luka Doncic. None. Do we agree on that?
Yes, of course. Okay. But that doesn't mean, right. But you know, I get to the point. It's a hyperbolized situation that is being built here because of how weak he is defensively, and I think rightfully so. He needs to be trashed for the way he has played defense, and that, you know, that costs him the series. He could score 35 points or whatever, but it is the whole series. Who's stopping Ant? Who's stopping Reed? There's no answer. And if you can't get good defense and good effort, and we heard from Tony when we talked to him that this has been a consistent thing with the Lakers, even dating back to when they won the title in the bubble. There have been issues with the way they play defense.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
We're talking about against NBA players, not a talk show host. Coach used to say, oh, sookie, sookie. Man, Coach would be, he'd be rolling right now. He loved the Derby. He would have some of the funniest things to say, smoking Joe McKay. He'd place these wagers, and the horse that he would pick would still be harnessed up after the race was done, and we'd be cracking up lying. Laughing at him. Ashburn's our next stop. Kirk, welcome on. What's going on?
Good afternoon, gents. It's interesting you call it appointment TV for seven games. Hockey, of course, is my sport. And this is the time of year I used to say to my wife, do you have anything to say before the Stanley Cup playoffs start? Mm-hmm. You know, cover it now. And I try to tell
people.
Well,
I say you got the best sport for seven games, seven. Because it's the only thing that's unpredictable, because I was trying to define what puck luck really means. And just last night, I had like 15 minutes where I was just completely captivated by watching the Avalanche and Dallas. It was captivating. I don't know how you could be a fan of either team and not have a near heart attack.
Yeah. No, I agree. It's captivating. All the seven games are. And I try to explain to guys who are fans of other sports but haven't taken up hockey and said, it's like from the opening faceoff of the first game in overtime. That's the way the players play in hockey. Mm-hmm. You know, you just not walking the puck up like you do basketball. It's overtime right now.
Right.
And that's what makes it so exciting. And, you know, a couple of interesting things, which I never mentioned in the past, which Caps fans will find interesting. Back in the mid-70s, when the Capitol Center closed down, they took the ice away and there was no rink. So any player stayed in the area wanted to skate. They used to come out to the rink that used to be at Tyson's and to Fairfax, and they played pickup hockey with us. Mike Stewart, Nelson Burton, people like that. And they were great guys. They weren't cocky, and they didn't try to show off, and it was really a lot of fun.
Great guys.
I can say I played with the pros.
No, you're right. No, that's right. Great. Greatest guy, I think most people in sports, and I don't know where Strober, you're young enough. I don't know if you, it happens with your age group, but if you were rate athletes to cover, I don't know if 9 out of 10 times hockey's going to rate one in terms of the athletes to cover. And baseball's going to end up last. And it's not against them, it's just they have not been shielded from. I mean, most baseball guys give up. Their time with fans is incredible, the exposure that they have. And so they do a great job. They just are exposed so much more than other athletes. And I've always respected baseball guys from that. But understand that if their attention span is tested more than any other sport.
Yeah. But I also recall when you first started covering Capitals when you went with George Michael, that I remember saying on the radio how surprised you were. Said these guys are approachable. They don't think they're better than you. They talk to you. He said you've had stars in other sports, wouldn't give you time of day, but the hockey players talk anytime you want to.
I said they're the best. Scotty Stevens, I mean Albo Prey. I'd go in these guys because I've never always going to say, hey man, teach me. Al Koch and them boy walk me through this. I'm like lead the blind. And they were awesome because you know why? They want us to understand their sport.
Yeah.
They get it. The more people understand it, the more people are attracted to it. Nicest guys. And I mean, they're superstars. Are the nicest. Well, and that's why I go. And baseball is the number one sport. I love baseball to death. But they get bombarded. And they got great people. All the sports do. But hockey, no doubt about it. I agree with you. And they're because they understanding what puck luck means was defined last night in a number of ways.
I heard you talking about that. I was out on the road when you talked about puck luck. And I recalled a game where I generally played left defense, and the guy wound up for a slap shot, and he took it, and everybody in the ice and the officials said, where'd he go? It was stuck in my skate.
Appreciate it. Hey, man, I appreciate you, Kirk. Appreciate you for listening, and have a great one. We're going to 3:27. Before we get up to break, we're going to Dr. Sabah. All I knew, I had to mention his name, and you would come out of the woodwork. You and LeBron.
Hey there, Doc. It's weird. I was telling your producer, I had been so crazy all day, and I was like, wait a minute, Doc's on. So right when I turned it on, you were talking about the basketball and mentioning LeBron and the Warriors and stuff. And I was like, man, I got to call in. Then you like mentioned my name. We are so on the same page, Doc, I tell you. But, yeah, first of all, LeBron James, he just kills me. And, you know, we've been through this before. He always takes the credit and none of the blame. I mean, you know, he's the one that won the J.J. Redick. Now, all of a sudden, he's not experienced. You know, they brought Luka over. He wasn't skinny when he got there. Now Luka's too fat. I mean, every time they win, they never give the walk-on guy, I forget his name, credit. He scores like in the mid-20s. But now when they lose, oh, he's just a walk-on. He's undrafted or whatever. It's always somebody else's fault. How many coaches has he stood out? You know, it's just, I can't wait till he retires. Just be done with it, please. Just get out of our way because you are no Michael Jordan. You're no Kobe Bryant, and you're no Steph Curry. And speaking of Steph, I'm worried, Doc. I am so worried. He is not getting any help. That boy, they grab him. They pull him. I don't see them winning tonight. I'm just scared to death about all the NBA stuff right now. But at least I got the WNBA to save me because Caitlin Clark's going to be playing today. So that's my take so far, buddy.
All right. Well, good luck with her. Watched the Fever last night, and I thought the Mystics gave him a pass door. A backdoor opening and squandered a 10-point lead. But, hey, you know what? They say it's preseason. Yeah. And it was still exciting to see it.
Doc, real quick. Mystics, they're going to miss Georgia Amore. I was this close to getting tickets to see the Georgia Amore game with Caitlin Clark showing up to town in D.C. But mm-hmm. She's out. She would have been a great addition to the Mystics. She would have given Caitlin Clark and them guys a run for their money. So I can't wait till next year for the Mystics. They're going to be really good with Georgia Amore.
Yeah, I think they're going to be good this year, too. They got some good young talent.
I hope so.
Have a great one, Doctor.
Thanks, Doc.
It is
appreciate it. I'm on the way to a graduation party.
All right. Good luck. 9:30. Time to take a break. Brother Strober, and we'll come back and get ready to turn this bad boy over to the Curly W's, and we need a victory. That would be awesome today. Stay with us. You know, Ben, I couldn't help but overhear you and the young prodigy as you discussed Cinco de Mayo. And he's close to 30 now, but he's straddled between trying to be the youngest in charge, which he can never be again, as I tried to warn him, and acting like he was being overworked and needed, as he termed it, he was going to go out and let his hair down and participate in that. And you being the youngest in charge, officially now, understanding watering holes, and he, as he termed, was going to get blasted, which I don't recommend.
I don't know if he can handle it.
No, he can't. He can't. I think that's a fact. And so I was proud of you for not encouraging him to do that. But it's Cinco de Mayo from a collegiate standpoint. I can hardly remember college, but will the campus be, I don't want to say on fire literally, but is it a big thing?
No, not because it's Cinco de Mayo, but I will tell you that if you go to the bar around this time of year, as finals get closer, there are more people there on nights you would not expect it, because there are people who are, one, about to graduate, so they're trying to live up their last days where they can, you know, socially be acceptable to drink as much as they do in college. Then you also have the people that are just checked out. They don't care anymore. They have accepted that they aren't doing well in their classes or whatever, or they're so locked in that they're not worried about it at all. So they're going out and having fun. That's kind of what it's like right now on the campus. It's not really going to be a buzz thing because of Cinco de Mayo. I'm going to be interested to see the contingency of the Rock the Red crowd out on Tuesday, though.
Going to be interesting. I think it's going to be needed. It's another thing we talked about, the crowd, Montreal. It was a factor. It is a factor. But the Rock the Red crew is showed up and showed out. Man, it'd be important. That's a good point. It's
I think it's fun personally, because one thing that I had lived and dreamed for the past 4 years was to go out locally and see people repping the burgundy and gold and getting excited the way I do. But because the team stunk, I didn't get to experience that. You would go to Cornerstone for a game, crickets, nobody there, just some locals, some townies that would be in there watching the games. Now you have the bars completely packed out with people wearing Commander's gear. I mean, that's the power of winning at this point, Doc. But it's fun. You want to be part of that.
It makes you feel connected to see anything nationally, and to see that jersey and see those jerseys and to see the Commander's presence. If you don't feel that, you're either lying, or you are stuck. And some people are really stuck. But I notice it now when anything's national up and you see there's some Commander presence and JD5 thing is real. And it does take some time to get used to it, but get used to it because it is real. And but this year now, and I, the thing I love about all that, the mock draft, they've already got draft out for next year. That stuff's cool. That's why the NFL is numero uno, because people never stop talking about it.
Nope. Especially not in this town, right?
Never. In no town. They're evaluating drafts. The league is smart enough to make the average person, all you and I, think we can know as much as they know. So we stay engaged. We argue over talent as if we have seen and have no. Look, the people on teams that are being paid, what's their success rate? Huh? Yeah, I know.
I don't know.
Most of them, terrible.
Yeah.
And they're making a living at it and can't get it right. But we stay engaged because it's fun. So our wagering is so pop. It's fun. It's engaging. So we had McKay on. It's been 30 years. It works. People stay engaged. It's all smart. Fantasy. What does it do? Keeps people engaged. That's why the NFL is numero uno. Only thing slows them down, game sevens. And that's what's happening. And that's what we'll be watching. Because we love the fact that it's all over. It ends. It's a part of it that's exciting. That if you fail tonight, you're done. Well, you still go home a millionaire. But other than that, you're done. Young Strober, I hope that you go the opposite way of the big fella tonight. And don't let him reel you in so that you end up in his shape.
I got you. Thanks, Doc.
Do the right thing. Always an honor and a pleasure.
Always.
K9 community shout out. Burgundy and gold for life. It's what we do, man. Have a good one. And winners win. As long as you put winning first, you can never lose.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm, I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.